Queensland government's prosecuting the mining company Adani for allegedly providing false and misleading information to the Environment Department over the site of the Carmichael coal mine in central Queensland. The prosecution falls under the Environment Protection Act and carries a fine of almost $600,000 or 2 years jail. Adani says the company reported its mistake to the Queensland Environment Department last year and that no environmental harm happened because of the error. Rachel Mealy reports.
The Queensland Environment Department says the prosecution relates to Adani's annual return for 2017-2018. The annual return is a statement to the department about planned and actual disturbance at the mine site. A statement from the department says...
The department alleges that Adani's annual return contained false and misleading information about the disturbance already undertaken at the mine during the annual return period.
Last September, Adani told the department it had made what it called an administrative paperwork error relating to the annual return. It said the works had been permitted on the mine site and related to clearing for drill pads and access tracks. The company said approximately 5.8 hectares were cleared. Adani added that the area is similar to the amount of land taken up by about 100 suburban houses in Brisbane. Derek Davies is from environment group Coast and Country.
What we see now, months down the track, where the Queensland government have investigated this issue, they're obviously not buying into Adani's claim and they're prosecuting Adani.
The legal action against Adani comes just a month after the final environmental approvals were given to the miner to begin operations. In the wake of Labor's poor results in the federal election, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk intervened in the approvals process despite factional brawls in her own party over the mine. Adani says it learned about the prosecution yesterday. The company issued a statement which reads...
We have been notified that the prosecution will proceed despite the fact all relevant works were legal and fully complied with our project conditions and despite there being no environmental harm. We will assess the documentation relating to the prosecution in consultation with the Department of Environment and Science and participate in the relevant legal processes required to resolve this matter.
The Queensland Environment Department says it also looked into Adani's clearing of other sites for dewatering bores and drill pads, but has formed the view that Adani didn't contravene the applicable conditions relating to its mine approval. The department says the prosecution doesn't affect ongoing works relating to the construction of the mine.
Rachel Mealy reporting there.